Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go to Deborah in Atlanta. Deborah, good day. Welcome.
Hi. I hope that everything that you're saying is not true. This Kodak Black, first of all, he's 21 years old. I did some things and said some things when I was 21. T.I., I hope that you are listening. I hope you don't spend not 1 minute worrying about what this 20-year-old boy said. You're 38 years old. You have so much going for you. Your family, your daughter, your sons, they're going to do whatever they want to do. And you're going to live your life, and they're going to live theirs.
Yeah, and I think that's very sound. I think that's very sound advice. And I want to say this just out of wisdom's sake. Kodak Black, in the real world, has a rape charge. He has a rape charge he still has to go to court for. While you have rape charge, hold on, Deborah, let me say this.
Okay.
While you have a rape charge, it's probably not a good idea to talk about what you're going to do to another young girl sexually. Probably not good.
He's 21 years old. He needs direction. He needs some other people around him. He's lost. And for people like T.I. and things, you're too, I mean, I'm not even thinking that T.I. is on this level. I just don't see him being on this level. I'm at an age, I wouldn't care what a 21-year-old said about me, my mama, my daddy, my sister. It wouldn't even matter to me. What he needs, what that young man needs is some type of direction. Sometimes somebody needs to come around him because he's apparently around the wrong type of people. It sounds like something even mental might be going on with them. And that's one of the things that I'm seeing with some of these young adults. When they come up too fast or they come up a certain type of way, they lose their direction. And I don't want to even think that T.I. is even concerned about what a 21-year-old says.
Well, obviously he is, Deborah. Hold on. Obviously T.I. is concerned because he has responded to Kodak Black previously. He's made a diss track against Kodak Black. And it really wasn't a diss track. It was more of a OG talking to a young G about how life should really go. And I thought it was pretty tasteful. Hold on, Deborah. Give me a second.
Okay.
And I thought that was pretty tasteful. But understand that your perspective is based on your three E's, your experiences, exposures, and environments. Tip and Kodak Black come from a different 3E reality. And that's why.
He has evolved to a different level.
Hold on,
and
ma'am.
He's not stepping back down to that one.
Ma'am, Deborah?
Yes.
Deborah? You over-talking me when I'm responding to you, not
because
cool.
Because I'm listening to what you're saying.
And you should listen to what I'm saying because what I'm telling you is fact. He comes from a different socioeconomic reality, a different experience than you. And the truth is, regardless of how much he has evolved, this has concerned him because he has responded to it. So you can say Tip should not or will not or could not respond to this because he has matured. He has already responded to it several times.
I didn't say that. What I'm saying is I'm hoping that he will consider that he's almost 40. He has so much.
Yeah, I think he has already considered that.
Worry about what a 21-year-old young man who's has lost direction and needs some type of direction. That's what I'm saying. And I hope
sometimes love is tough, Deborah. Sometimes it's tough.
I hope that a lot of the men that are listening, if you know a young man that is in this direction, I hope you grab a hold of him, show him some direction.
Yeah, but you can do that too. So the men that are listening, many do that. I do that. You can do that as well. Taking this situation and proclaiming that somehow men do not do that, I think is a false comparison.
I'm saying I'm looking at social media and how they're exciting against this 21-year-old man. Then you're going to see another lost soul who's very talented. He's just lost in the grave.
But that's the marketplace,
and
Deborah.
I don't want to see that.
Deborah, that's the marketplace responding. Kodak Black had a concert that was canceled due to this arrest, okay? If you look at the story and the embedded video, people who were there to see Kodak Black started saying F Kodak Black. They started chanting it. Now, the story says it was because he canceled the concert. I disagree with the narrative of journalism. I believe those people were there to scream F Kodak Black, period. if he came there or did not come there. That's what I believe. Why? Because the marketplace is responding to what he's putting out in the public. And that's an unfortunate reality of what happens to your business model when you're careless with your words.
Okay, that's what rappers do. They do things to incite. They do things that make no sense. And that's what 21-year-olds do. They're full of adrenaline. They're not using their head. They have no direction. And it's obvious that he has no type of direction in his life. And unfortunately, there are a lot of young men out there like that. And what we need to do is embrace them. And I don't give a freak of what social media is saying, because those are young people, too. And they have nothing better to do with their lives.
Yeah, but that's his marketplace. That, come on now. They have nothing better to do with their lives.
Some
you understand, Deborah,
no,
Deborah, you do realize you're talking about emerging adults, individuals who are in college, people who are contributing to the society. They're not just somewhere sitting on the couch in their mama's house tweeting.
If you're paying to go to a concert to tell somebody F you and spend your money, then you ain't got nothing else better to do. I'm not going to pay my money to go somewhere and say F you to
Deborah,
somebody. I can
Deborah,
use my money on other things.
Deborah,
yes.
That's you. And it's interesting to me how you can defend the careless actions of Kodak Black. But then criticize. Wait a minute, Deborah.
Deborah. The fact that he's
that's,
young, dumb,
that's
and
fine.
Stupid and needs
Deborah,
direction.
Deborah, please listen. You are defending the actions of Kodak Black, contextualized, through his ignorance
I'm
and his age.
The fact of how y'all are pushing it in another direction.
Deborah,
we
just
have another young man dead over some dumb, stupid stuff.
Yeah, I told you yesterday. I don't think T.I. would ever take it to that level, because that'd be stupid.
When you
that
say
wouldn't
he
be
G. Silent. What does that mean? That when I hear something like that,
when
that's the level I'm thinking.
Okay, that's where your mind is at. As I said yesterday on my program, Deborah, just like Kodak Black put out on his social media, Tip and others have been silently or quietly calling radio program directors and telling them, do not play another Kodak Black song. They've been calling concert promoters. I'm putting you on hold, madam. They are calling concert promoters saying, do not put me on the list to perform with Kodak Black. That's what's happening right now. But as I tried to say before, it is ironic to me that you are defending the actions of Kodak Black because he's 21, but then criticizing the actions of the 21-year-olds who went to go see Kodak Black. I don't get that. It doesn't compute to me. I give you the last few seconds.
Okay. I'm not defending his action, Rashad Ritchie, and you know that. I'm saying that he's young. I'm saying he's
young. But so are the concert goers, madam, but you criticize them.
I criticize them because you are trying to tell me that they're in college, dude, and they can make decisions.
Of course they are. Of course many of them are.
Let me tell you, I was 21 years old. I did some things that I will always regret. I said some things I will always regret.
Yeah, and you probably got called out for it.
And that's fine. However, when you're dealing with these young people and they're dumb and their minds, especially when you put it
in. Yeah, I don't think they're dumb. I don't think they're dumb. I think they are unwise sometimes. They're not dumb.
Tell Biggie's mother that. Tell Hustle's mother and Lauren that. You tell that. When you're dealing with these young people.
Yeah, but that's not the average young person that you're describing.
What are you talking about, Rashad Ritchie? Do you watch the news in the city of Atlanta? Did you see it?
You damn right I watched the news. Madam, hold on, wait a minute. Kill that music.
What?
Kill the music. Let me say this.
Yes.
Ma'am, not only do I watch the news, I work for the damn news. And I already know. Hold on, Deborah. Deborah, I'm not finished. I already know that the narrative of all media is selective for the sake of promotional.
What were you doing at 21?
Madam, I'm talking. Please allow me to finish my point. I just hang up the phone to finish it. To somehow suggest that what's on the news is the typical or the average experience of our young black men means that you have fallen for the okey-doke. How dare you? Do I watch the news? Madam, if you think the news is the narrative for black men in this country, you have fallen off your rocker for real. More than watch the news, I speak to young people every single day. I'm a mentor to at-risk youth. I go inside of the high schools weekly. So I don't get the narrative of who black people are from the evening news, and you shouldn't either. You're getting real with the realest man on radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.